Our story begins at the Malone apartment, where Mac is talking with Raven. It's probably him again. I'll get it this time.
If that's Blake, do not start any trouble.
Malone residence.
Mac, it's Hannah. I have Marty.
Hannah, what are you talking about?
I just found Marty, Mac. He's here with me and Todd.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. How? I don't understand.
Mandy had him, just like I thought. And the Auckland police have just taken her off to jail.
I can't believe this. Are you sure it's him?
I know it's been 3 months since we've seen him, but it's him, Mac. He has the same little birthmark on the back of his right leg. There's no doubt.
Oh, my God. Raven, we found Marty.
What? How?
It's Hannah. Pick up the other phone.
Hannah? You have Marty? I found him, Raven, at the Auckland, New Zealand airport.
New Zealand? How did he get there? How did you get there?
It's a long story, and Matt can explain part of it to you. But Mandy Selick is the one who kidnapped Marty. She brought him here.
Mandy? Why would she do that?
I don't know, Raven, but that woman is nuts.
Oh, my God. How's Marty? Is he healthy? Is he all right?
A doctor's about to check him out. But he seems fine, Raven. He's gotten so big.
Oh, Hannah. My baby is okay. Mac, we have to go there.
Hannah, are you able to bring Marty home, or do we need to come there?
Todd and I can bring him home, Mac, if we get the proper confirmation that this is Marty. The doctor here needs to get in touch with the doctor in Erie to verify for their records that he is Marty before they release him to me. And there is Officer Lincoln here who will need to speak to both of you.
Just tell us what you need and we'll do it.
But if things check out, we can be on a plane with Marty tomorrow.
My baby. I don't think I've ever been so happy in my entire life.
I just want to hold our son in my arms again.
You will soon, Mac. You will soon.
Hannah, I don't know what to say. I was so hard on you before.
Stop. No. Don't worry about it. Marty's coming home, and that's all that matters now.
In the Westside Hospital cafeteria, Heidi is having lunch with her brother, Carl.
Heidi, when I asked if you were free for dinner, I was hoping for something a little more upscale than the hospital cafeteria.
Well, I thought I was going to have more time, but I have to get back to work.
When is this internship ending, anyway?
In a few weeks. I can't believe my last semester is finally here.
Then it's out in the real world and a real job.
This is a real job. You tried dealing with Nurse Grimm all day.
Hey, there's one of my clients.
Where?
Over there. Oh, she just saw me.
Is this someone you didn't want to see?
Carl, hi.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Hanging in there. My mom is here at Westside. She had a stroke.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Poor Abby.
She's getting stronger every day. Her speech has been affected, though.
Well, that's terrible. Ellie, this is my sister, Heidi.
Hi. I think we met once before at Murphy's Law.
Oh, yes. The infamous red wine incident.
And don't think we didn't get the bill for your friend's blouse.
She's not my friend. We just work together.
How have you been, Carl? As you can probably guess, I haven't had much time to follow up on the search for my father. The search may have ended with the false lead about William Burton.
Well, just hang in there. Things have a way of working themselves out.
Thanks. I'm going to go get a coffee, then head back upstairs. It was nice meeting you.
Thanks. I hope your mother gets well soon. Okay, what's the story, Carl?
No story. She was a client.
Who is William Burton?
My, aren't we nosy today. I thought he was Ellie's father at one point, and I was right. But that's all confidential information.
Why does that name sound familiar to me?
I don't know. Have you been snooping around my office?
Please, I have better things to do than go to your creepy office. But that name, I heard it recently.
It's a pretty common name, I guess.
Oh, this is going to drive me crazy if I can't remember.
Yes, I know how you are.
William Burton. I can't remember, but it will come to me.
At the Westside Hospital emergency room, Connie is talking with Dr. Blanchard.
Dr. Blanchard, is there any word on Adam?
We did the MRI, and it looks like there has been bleeding between Adam's brain and his skull.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
The bleeding has caused a blood clot that is causing the headaches.
What can you do for him?
We're going to give him some anti-inflammatory medication, corticosteroids. It's similar to the corticosteroid hormone produced by the cortex and the adrenal glands.
Is he going to need surgery?
We are going to try the medication first. Many times the blood clot will resolve itself and we don't need to operate.
But if you have to?
Well, any brain injury is a very serious matter. I'm hoping we don't have to go that route.
Can I see him?
Sure. Were you able to reach somebody about Adam's insurance?
No, not yet. Sorry.
Okay. He'll be in a room on the fifth floor soon, and you can see him there.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Heidi is trying to remember where she heard the name William Burton.
Okay, why can't I remember this name?
Heidi, are you talking to yourself? You better be careful, or someone will think you're one of the patients here.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to remember something.
What? Your natural hair color?
This is my natural hair color.
Okay, if you say so.
No, it's a name. Someone mentioned a name to me earlier, and I just can't remember where I've heard it before.
Just forget about it for a while. It'll come back to you.
I guess. Wait a minute. It was you.
Me what?
You were where I heard that name before.
What was the name? Wanda Grimm? I could have told you that. It's on my name tag.
No, William Burton.
William? Who mentioned my brother's name?
Remember that waitress, Ellie, that spilled wine on you that day?
What about her? I still haven't received a check from Murphy's Law for ruining my blouse.
I saw her a while ago, in the cafeteria. Her mother had a stroke.
Oh well, that's too bad. But what does this have to do with my brother?
She mentioned the name William Burton. As soon as I heard it, I knew that I had heard it before. But I couldn't remember where. Until now.
What was she talking about?
Oh, I don't know. My brother was investigating her father or something. It must have just been someone with the same name.
Yeah, must have been.
In Andrew's room at the Westside Hospital, Connie has just arrived.
Hey, Adam. How are you feeling?
My headache's gone. I need to get out of this damn hospital, that's for sure.
You can't go anywhere. You have a blood clot in your head. This is serious. It's not just a regular headache.
Connie, there's something you just don't know.
What is it?
I can't. I mean, I don't have any medical insurance. I can't afford to be here.
Oh, Adam, I'm sorry. They told me that you didn't have a wallet with you. They asked me if I could fill out the paperwork, but I couldn't.
Paperwork? When they find out I have no insurance, they'll kick me out of here, that's for sure.
Did the doctor say how long you'd be in the hospital?
It all depends on how the medication goes.
Adam.
Gretchen, how did you find out?
I called Wilson's and they called Gretchen for me.
Connie, thanks for letting me know.
I'm going to step out and make a phone call. I'll leave you two alone.
Connie. Thanks for everything.
Anytime. I'm just glad you're all right.
Gretchen, you have to get me out of here right now.
What happened? You had a migraine headache?
I've been having headaches off and on. They seem to be getting worse. Today, I had a bad attack. It turns out I have a blood clot in my head. They're giving me medication to try to make it go away.
A blood clot? And you want to leave?
I have no insurance, and I don't even know who I am. They want me to fill out all this paperwork, and I just can't do that.
Adam, we can pay you under the table at Wilson's, but eventually someone has to know about your amnesia.
I just don't want to deal with that right now. They've given me the medication, so everything will be fine.
What if it doesn't work? Or what if you need more? You can't fool around with your life, Adam. I won't let you.
I'm going to pretend to be out of it tonight and stay here. But tomorrow morning, I'm out of here.
I don't think that's a good idea. What if something happens to you? If you tell these doctors about your amnesia, they may be able to help you.
I can't do that. I don't want to go back. Whatever life I had before, it's over now. I am Adam Johnson, and I want it to stay that way.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.